Can you hear me?
Okay, yep.
Fine.
Stefan, please.
Yes. Good morning. Hello and welcome to my talk. I'm Stefan Karkowski. I'm a Gnode developer since 2009. And today I want to present you how to transplant Linux kernel drivers into the Gnode OS framework much more faster than before and hopefully precisely. So let me start with the motivation behind this. Of course, you might ask why we reuse monolithic kernel drivers when we talk in a microkernel dev room. Of course, there are good reasons to implement drivers from scratch, and we also have several drivers which are written from scratch, but the ever-increasing complexity of modern hardware for single devices, but also for the pure number of devices inside a system on chip, is not easy to handle for a small team. That's the one reason. And often it's poorly documented, even if at all. And we also have hardware bugs inside, and you have to find those bugs because they typically are not documented, and then you have to find workarounds for it. And all of this is mostly part of the Linux kernel. And you can reuse it because it's free and open source software. And so to sum it up, it's simply an economic decision. So if you want to enable a modern device and you have limited time, then this is the way to go. OK, we have collected a lot of experience in the last decade to port drivers from Linux to the Gnode OS framework. And